Shalom of Racha, we are continuing. Ois Hei. Hei represents this world, like we said. It's a three-dimensional world, but it's imbued with the Yud, spirituality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our goal in life, to reveal the spirituality in every situation, potential that we have to grow from it. Do it in the way that Kosh Bohu wants. So after we went through the Bakosha, that I should be able to live a life always saying, what is the bigger picture over here? How can I make this compatible with my true goal in life of using this world as a hechatimsa, a way to get to the Olam Haba and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then the request, that have a deeper understanding of it. It's something that should start becoming my natural reaction to approach things in such a fashion. The third pasuk is, Hadricheini b'nesiv mitzvayzecho. Guide me in the path of your mitzvahs, kivoy chofotzti. This is what I really desire. David HaMelech is asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could really, two parts to this request. One part is, that you should have Seyata Shemaya to go to places that are conducive for doing mitzvahs. That's also Seyata Shemaya. It says, Lo yuna le tzadik kol ofo, in the different psukim that say that a tzadik Hashem guides him, protects him, that he shouldn't be in situations that are improper for an Oyvid Hashem to be in. So that's the Seyata Shemaya, to be in the places that will not bring us down. Kivoy chofotzti. I have a tremendous desire for that. That's the way it goes. Hashem sees what our real desires are. And b'derech shodom roitze leilech molichem oisei. A person wants to go in a certain path. Hashem takes him on that path. And even more than that, habo letayah mesayim oisei. A person wants to make himself better, more pure, more of Hashem. Hashem will give him extra siyata shemaya. That's why people grow and get greater through the life. If they have this clarity, that I do see the bigger picture of life, and I want to use life as a way of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I mispel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He should give me the Siyata Shemayim and guide me on the right path. That in itself gives that special shmira, special guidance to be in the right place in the right time. That is number one. And the second point is that I'm mispelled to Hashem that I should have the insight of every situation in life, realizing that this is Nesiv Mitzvah Secha. This is a path of a mitzvah. Because really, every place we go, there's no place a person goes to that is not a potential path of mitzvah. The question is how we relate to it. If I do it with the right mind frame, the right mode of behavior, then it's a mitzvah. If not, not. Like we know, a person who comes home and expects the house to be in order and have food prepared, and he comes into the house and the house is not prepared at all, and there's no food prepared, and the kids are up, they're supposed to be sleeping. So if you'd have the clarity of Nesiv Mitzvah Secha, oh, Hashem set up now a beautiful opportunity for me to be Noisa Ba'ol and my wife, appreciate the fact that she had a hard day, the kids were a little bit out of control and she did her best, and now to come in and to help her out and calm things down, put things in order, that's Nesiv Mitzvah Secha. But if a person just goes with his ego, oh, what's going on over here, I was expecting to have supper and I expect everything to be in order, what a wife you are, Chmon Litzlon, that's the biggest aver a person can do. And it's like this in every situation in business. If it's a Nesiv Mitzvah Secha, I'm always make sure that I do things api halacha, do things in the fashion of the Kiddush Hashem. Even going shopping, whatever it is. Nesiv Mitzvah Secha. Now the Chazon Ish says, tell people that when you go shopping, say a short tefillah before you go out. I should find everything, and the thing I buy should be good quality. Always to remind yourself, I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then everything becomes a mitzvah. No, we should be zeicher that everything in our life should be mitzvahs. And if we do it, we make it everything as a mitzvah, then we'll have a very pleasant, wonderful life, feeling that we're always with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But more than that, we'll have the eternal Keshe with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Netzach Netzachim, and all the reward that comes from that.